All right, welcome back. I'm in the mobile studio, the Toyota studio. I'd like to tell you I'm headed to work, but I'm actually headed to go fishing. Work's slow right now. Work is slow. And I got to keep my guys rolling. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you just got to go fishing and save the work for your hired men so you don't got to lay them off. I'll tell you right now, it doesn't make much for money. I like how people think the boss, if he's not working, is just raking in the dough. I'll be honest with you, if those guys break even, it's a goddamn miracle. Not that they're not good help. I have the greatest help, but when you need work, it's not even that we need work. We got quite a few jobs lined up. It's just the weather is kind of fucked us. And we just don't have a big inside job to work on right now. That's just me whining about going fishing. Actually, it's giving me a goddamn pit in my stomach. It really is. It does. These kind of days, I would rather be working. I have to do something. Of course, I could be at home doing home projects. But you know what? That fucking costs money. And a lot of money. Because once I tear into something, I don't stop. I just fucking, like, I'll start with, like, I'm just going to fix this tile in the bathroom. And by the time I'm done, I've remodeled the whole fucking upstairs at a tune of about 50 grand or something stupid. So I just, I'm just not going to start. I'm going to let the tile be shitty. I don't know. I got a pit in my stomach about today because I'm working. I'm not working, I should say, and my guys are. But again, next week it'll be busy again. We got a job inside lined up. Time sensitive, which is my favorite kind of job. I love just knocking shit out. That's kind of how last week was. I had a job needed done and had to get it done quick. Jumped in, got it done. Jesus Christ, can you say got it done more often? Fucking Christ. This podcast is already garbage. It's already fucking garbage. All right, what I wanted to talk about today was tags. It's tag season. I did an ask me a question, like the good little influencer I is. And got some of your guys's plans. A lot of bird hunting. A lot of upland gamers out there. Is that like new? Is that, I know it's not new, but is that the new cool thing? Like trad archery is fucking out. We've been watching Steve Rinella in small game. That's where it's at. I actually love small game. I'm not much of a bird hunter. Not that I wouldn't like to. It's just I don't know. I just fucking waste my time. Not waste my time, but I chase big game and predators so much that getting into that and waterfowl sounds like another fucking good way to get divorced. But I don't know. I'm starting to do my planning for next year. I've got some stuff already booked. I've got some hopeful tags I'm going to draw. And I don't know. It's looking good. Think I've already talked about it, but I've booked a I'm kind of hooked on caribou right now. I'm kind of, after last year's woodland caribou, I was like, I'm going to pick a new species. So, of course, I went out there and picked the fucking most expensive species I could find. Fucking caribou has gotten out of hand. It has gotten out of hand. Jesus Christ, they're damn near what a sheep hunt costs these days. It's fucking crazy. Of course, sheep hunting's going up, too. It's all going up, folks. Yeah, so I booked a mountain caribou hunt for this, I'm going to call it early, late winter. Fuck, late winter. Late summer, early fall. Jesus Christ, can you get it together and talk? I don't even know why you guys listen to this bullshit. All right, so I'm going up to Northwest Territories for mountain caribou. I think it's early August, so that's going to be awesome. I'm going after some different species of turkeys this year. I'm going to go hunt with my buddy and do a few different species of turkey. Since my daughter, she's kind of, she's already ahead of me. She's already got two. I've got one. But I'm going to go do that with my buddy Garrett. And then probably do, I got to go kill a bear. I've got to kill a bear somewhere. Talking to one of my buddies up in Alberta, might go hunt with him. And might go over to Wyoming. I don't know yet. I haven't really fully decided. It's going to be a busy spring. We'll see what work brings. We got one good-sized job we got to do this spring, but it's going to be hit or miss. So if the work doesn't just pile up, if we don't get something big here pretty soon, plan for spring, which will never happen because they'll start building in the spring, so it'll be summer by the time it gets ready. We'll just be piddling with the smaller shit, and I'll have to kind of play fucking secretary, estimator, fisherman. Oh, you guys fucking hate me. It's the Earn Your Hunt podcast, and I'm out here fucking off, and you're like, this fucking guy's full of shit. He don't work. He talks like he fucking works. What a piece of shit. Oh, God, and his fucking accents just kill me. It's like nails on a chalkboard. All right. Yeah, so hopefully... Oh, and I'm gonna go hunt Neil Guy in Texas with a friend. It's gonna be a quick hunt. We're gonna try to bow hunt, but it's it's a cow hunt. It's a meat hunt. It's a meat hunt. And to be honest, I've had Neil Guy. It is so good. So I'm pretty excited about that. I will be shooting it with a gun if I can't get one with a bow. Absolutely. I might do some gun hunting this year. Shooting that deer. Oh, I never even talked about that. I'll segue for a minute here to my son and I's hunt, and then I'll go back to next fall's planning, because I've already kind of talked about spring. Neil Guy, bears, and as many turkeys as I can fit in. And honestly, some fishing. I want to do some fishing this year. Open water. Okay. It was super cold that day. Windy, shitty, and I was like, we only had a few more days left of season. I had one more tag left. Like, all right, Jace, you want to go shoot a deer? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So I picked him up early from the babysitters. We drove out to my buddy's place and literally just pulled in his stack yard with the pickup because it was too cold. It was like fucking 10 degrees out with probably a wind chill of under zero. I ain't going to make my son, you know, sit out in that. He's only fucking three. Is he three? God, he's not even three. He's two. He's going to be three in like a month. So we pull in there. We parked the truck behind the bales so they can't... Where they come from, the river, is on the other side. So I know they're going to come into the field before. And I'm just going to keep watching. Then I'm going to get him out. Well, apparently I didn't watch good enough. I'm sitting in the truck. And I see a deer jump up on the bales. I didn't realize they were fucking getting after my buddy's bales so bad. He needs like one of them cannons. So we snuck out of the pickup. This deer's standing on top of the bales, but it can't see. It can only see the hood of my truck. And there's fucking farm equipment. This is right in his fucking, basically, not in his yard, but right there. I mean, the fucking deer, I get it. I feel bad for the deer because the snow's so deep, they have no other options. They're just destroying people's bales right now. And they're pretty brazen. But we snuck out of the pickup. I got him out. We snuck around the bales. And when we snuck by, they saw my head. And they all took off running. And they went out in the field. But they stopped and looked back. My son, he's right beside me. Right at my fucking, right on my hip, watching the deer. I lean against the bales, get a good rest. And ba-ka-da-boom! Actually, that's not what it sounded like. I got a suppressor now. I haven't talked about that much either, but it was like pew. And that fucking, all those deer took off running. And the first thing my son says is, "You missed! Dad, you missed!" they were only about 100 yards out there, so I was like, I don't think I missed, buddy. Anyway, the deer took off running about, 30 yards, lost its front legs and just piled up. The excitement on my son's face to be involved in that was just, and I know there's some cunts out there that are like, "Well, you're not teaching him how to hunt. You just teach him how to kill. He's gonna be a murderer." You guys are fucking idiots. Like, I'm not gonna take my son. Yes, my son is going to learn. He's gonna, like, you don't take a fucking 2-year-old on a goddamn backpack hunt. I mean, you can. Do you. I'm gonna do me. Like, I want my son to enjoy it. I want him to love hunting. I want him. And it wasn't so much as, like, I was like, "Yeah, son, this was a hunt. This was a fucking hunt. We hunted so fucking hard. Jesus." No, that's not it. It's not fucking it. The experience is the whole thing, is seeing the deer, watching me shoot it, going over, admiring the deer. Like I said, a kid has just no preconceived notions. Like, he wanted to touch the deer, he wanted to pet it, he wanted to ask questions, he was asking, you know, "Where did I hit him? What, or her, what, you know, why did she run? Why?" I'm just a fucking gambit of shit. And he was so excited to tell his mom. He's like, "Dad, I can't wait to tell mom the story." And he wanted to get in the picture. It was just fucking great. It's fucking great. Your kids can understand what we do. And he was involved from A to B. Like, yes, it wasn't much of a hunt. It was more of a meat procuration. That's not a fucking word. It was just grocery shopping. But the thing is, instead of when a teacher asks, you know, "Where does your meat come from?" My son's not going to say, "The grocery store." He's going to say, "Well, we go out and we shoot a deer and we load it in the truck and we take it home and we hang it up and we skin it out. We take the hide off, take the skin off, and then we cut off all the meat and then we put it in packages and then we cook it." That's the experience my son is getting. Not fucking just blazing deer. He helped. He was so excited to hang it up and skin it out. And I let him kind of, you know, I didn't really, like, I'm not going to just give a 2-year-old a fucking knife, let him go. But I did let him kind of mess with the hide and pull on it. And I kind of held the knife with him and we cut. And then when I got the back straps out, I said, "Buddy, you want to hold the back straps?" And honestly, most kids would be like, "Ew, no, blood, ew," which is fine. That's fine. That's a normal reaction. That is what I'm trying to teach my kids, that this is normal. This is fucking normal. This is where our meat comes from. This is what we eat. And at night, when they play their favorite fucking game of guess the meat, it's not chicken, beef, you know, fish, pig. No, it's not that. My kids never guess farm animals. Fucking never. If we eat steak, it is... We have to give them hints. They go through every fucking animal that's in my trophy room. They're like, oh, let me go look. And they run out in the trophy room. And they come back. And if they can't remember the name, they're like, that big one with the big fur. And it's black with the horns. I'm like, no, that's a buffalo. No, but yeah, buffalo. I was like, no, it's not that. Like, this is what they're learning. But now, instead of that, my son has been saying, Dad, are we eating my deer? Are we eating? Or he says, me and your deer? That's just fucking great. You know? And if you don't think that's great, that's fine. You parent your fucking kids the way you want to parent them. That's fine. I don't care. I don't care if you tell your kids the fucking meat fairy brings them their meat. I don't give a fuck. You ruin your kids and I'll ruin mine. Okay? That is the fucking end all be all. Anyway, it was a all around great moment. It was his first. We'd hunted a little bit. We've sat in a blind or two and didn't have deer come in. But this was his first time we actually got something. And he was pretty damn excited about it. And it just melts my heart. It just melts my heart. When my kids show legitimate excitement. That's about anything outdoors. That's how I was brought up. And maybe that's why I do enjoy shooting stuff. I don't do it vindictively. I mean, I always have some remorse for the animal, but I know it's for a purpose. And I learned that at a very, 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 very young age, and it stuck with me. And I don't know, I take a lot of shit for granted. Like, people ask me questions and I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever, why are you even asking that? And I gotta reel myself in a little, because I'm like, no, it's not a dumb question. They haven't been exposed to it like I have. And I'm not bragging. That's not, sounds braggy, Jake. But no, what I'm saying is, it's just normal to me. Like, that's it. Just hunting and doing all this shit is just, it's just normal. And that's what I want my kids to experience. So that's all I have to say about that. Where was it? All right, I was talking about tags. I think we're about to pull up here to the lake, and I just have a bad feeling that there's going to be some phone calls today, work-wise. And when I'm out fucking around, work phone calls just piss me off. It's like, how dare you fucking interrupt my fucking off time? How dare you, sir? But that's about the time shit goes haywire, is when you fucking... I'm just gonna go do this for a couple hours. I'm just gonna be gone for a couple hours. And shit goes fucking wrong. Alright, I'll jump back on here shortly. It'll feel shortly for you, but I don't know when I'll do it. I'll jump back on and talk about the rest of my tags and some of my tag strategies on how to get the tag of a lifetime. All right. Okay, wait, I gotta tell you a story real quick. I was just driving by this rancher and that I know, actually, guy I went to school with, and I'm making this weird ass face saying, tag of a lifetime. And waving at this guy. He probably thought I was a fucking weirdo. Of course, he was making kind of a funny face too, so maybe he was making it back at me. All right, I'll be back. All right, I've just completed my fishing, my day of fishing. It wasn't too bad. I was only 3 short of my limit. It's a lot better than saying we caught one. Yeah, it's whatever. It's a good time, but it wasn't two Fast and Furious. One decent walleye came out of the ice. Where was I? I was talking about next fall. Already talked about my caribou hunt. And after that, I've got, it's September is going to be, as always, kind of just whatever I draw. Obviously, I'm going to hunt. I'm probably going to go hunt antelope and deer with my buddy Ryan up in South Dakota. And I've got, I got a chance to draw a couple of okay elk tags. Nothing crazy, but so I might focus on that. And then at the end of October, end of September, excuse me, I'm gonna hopefully go up to Canada and try to kill a fucking moose. Finally, get that knocked off the bucket list. A Canadian moose. I've killed a couple Shiras. And then mid-October, I'll probably go do some whitetails, I guess. If you're gonna fucking make me. And then maybe in November, I might do some. I ain't hunting the rut, though. I think I'm gonna go. I don't have any plans yet, but I might just go hunt pigs or something in Texas. Or just hunt coyotes. I don't know. But that's kind of what I'm looking at. No, I'm not telling you where I'm applying, because I don't want anyone else applying there. Again, it's not like I don't have any crazy amount of bonus points. It's funny, my buddy Levi was talking to me today, asking me what I was going to send in for in Arizona, and I said, well, I got 12 points, which seems like a lot. 12 goddamn years I invested 12 years in something. And I'm nowhere fucking near it. I'm still like a 0.25% chance of drawing that fucking elk tag. So that's awesome. But I'm hoping to go chase some elk around. Shut down the elk woods for you folks. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's me strategy. Of course, I'm going to be setting in for all the big ones. The moose, sheep, goat, elk, Arizona, elk in Nebraska, a few other spots, I don't know, Utah. I send in for pretty much every state, because I'm kind of a big deal, because I fucking can, because I have a credit card. Ah, fuck, it's not funny, but I don't know where, I kind of got to just fucking finish this podcast off. Feel like there's gotta be something to talk about. You cocksuckers want a fucking podcast every week. Jesus. Now I see why fucking people have people on their podcast. Because just yammering for an hour a week, unless something big happened, especially this time of year, there's nothing going on. Absolutely nothing going on. It is not even work is pissing me off. I thought about the minute I got on the ice, I was gonna get a phone call, work was gonna be a mess, but it went all right, went good. So, well, I don't know, I guess no one called me if it went bad. Fuck. Feel like I got a little bit of time left before I get home. I gotta elongate this fucker. You guys are all shutting this off right now. Oh man. How about that Super Bowl, folks? Fucking dope. I don't watch any football at all. That's not true. I watch a little bit. But I don't pay attention to it. I'm one of those douchebags that only watches the Super Bowl and picks a team out of the blue and fucking roots for him. Eats the food, goes from there. Oh, I know what I could tell you guys. I weighed in today. My wife and I joined this little weight loss bet thing. And things got out of hand this last year. Especially this last hunting season. I was fucking getting pretty hefty. I was 220 about 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know. We signed up for it like a week and a half into January. And I was just under 220. God, what a fatty. And cut down my calories, probably from like 8,000 to 2,600. Started logging my cows and working out. Of course, I don't work out that much when I'm hunting and stuff. Traveling, it doesn't work, and you're eating 3 meals a day out, and you're going for ice cream before you go to bed on the travel. So yeah, 220. I just weighed in today after the first month. My goal, the diet bet thing said I needed to be at 210. I was at 208. I take that back. This is what's funny. When I weighed in, I should have weighed in the first time I weighed in, I was 219. It's so crazy how much weight fluctuates. I take a shit and I lose like 4 pounds. But I weighed in the first time, I was like 219 something. I don't know. I was like 219, and then I waited a little bit and weighed in again, and I was 216 something. So that was my official weight. Then I went to Texas with my daughter and Garrett, and we fucking ate like whitetail hunters eat. And I got home and I was 220. So I had to get after it. So last couple weeks I've been hammering. And today I weighed in at like 208.4. For the nitpickers out there, I'm down. Like I said, the goal was 210. I think ultimately I've got to lose. I got to be at like 290 something, 292, 294 by June, which is horseshit. I'm going to be 185. Did I say 290? I meant 190, just under 195 is what I got to be by June. And fuck that. I'm going to be 185 cut. That's absolutely not going to happen. No matter what, I'm always a bit doughy. Because even when I diet, I may limit my calories, but god damn it, I still eat garbage sometimes. I just don't eat as much. And you don't get rock hard off of that. But that's where I'm headed now. We got to go clean our one little tiny fish. He wasn't too bad. He was like 17-inch walleye. Not bad, not bad. For a couple of amateurs. I went with my father. And no, he's not in the truck with me, or else I would not be doing this. He makes fun of me for the cool shit that I do. I don't know what he'd say about this. Yeah, we had to take 2 rigs because he had to haul. Anyway, doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, we got to go clean that one fish. And then I got to go fucking hammer. And hang out with the family. They should be home soon. Then I got a lot of earning it to do tomorrow, folks. So I had to get this podcast done and out the door. So tomorrow I am back in the office, which I'm fucking excited about. I got a couple of jobs to finalize. finish up, do all the end fucking paperwork. You know, you contractors out there know what I'm talking about. The O&M manuals, warranty letter, all that bullshit. You act like that's going to take me all day. No, I got to pay. I got all sorts of shit. I got taxes to do. It's not like I didn't have shit I could have done today. But fuck it. It was fairly decent. Like 20. Nah, it says it's like 30 degrees. Not a bad day on the ice. Other than we didn't catch a goddamn thing. Oh, all right. I think that might be the podcast. I don't know. I might jump back on later and yammer a little bit. I don't even know where I got that word, yammer. I don't even think it's a word. I think I mean... No, it might be a word. Okay. Well, if I don't talk to you, have a good day. And get your asses back to work! All right, it's Friday. I know I said I was done, but I thought, hey, I can't leave you with just 30 minutes. Plus, a lot of shit pissed me off today. So here I am to bitch about it, because that's what I do here. I'm actually on my way to go try to kill this fucking coyote that has been on my trail camera every night. Right after dark. And then I'm gonna pick up my daughter. Cause that's what I do. I fucking murder. And then I go pick up my daughter. What pissed me off to fucking other than this goddamn dinging? Fuck off, truck. Jesus Christ. Let's just enjoy it together. Alright, we're back. Fucking NPPD, utility companies. I don't even know how they're still a fucking thing. I don't understand. Isn't, you talk about a goddamn monopoly. I mean, fuck me. They got you as a consumer. They got you as a fucking electrician or a plumber or whoever the fuck you're, whatever your job you're doing. You gotta bow down to them cunts. God damn it, they've been pissing me off lately. The fucking red tape that they fucking... It's a goddamn noose around our fucking necks. And I know all... there's so many fucking red tape nooses around all our necks. It's insane. Between building codes and fucking city codes. And you got the state codes when you're an electrician. And then you got the fucking... Oh, Jesus. I mean, it's just... And then they come in and they're like, well, you got to fill out this... Your customer has to fill out this form. It's called an ESDA. ESDA. It's an estimate, just in case we need to charge them fuckers so we can come over and swing a fucking service loop. Fuck you! And if you don't know what I'm talking about, because you're not an electrician, all these cocksuckers do is fucking... Sometimes not even touch the... All they do is unhook the wire so we can do all the fucking work, build their fucking meter, pipe up, and then they fucking hook to it. And just to get that a fucking accomplished, you gotta have your customer fill out this form that asks them a bunch of fucking questions about load and calculations and all this bullshit that they don't understand. So then they're calling me at 10 o'clock at night asking me to fucking tell them what to write on this cock. Now what is a KVA and fucking... I'm like, I fuck me. And I know you're probably like, why don't you just fill it out for them, Jake? Jesus Christ, what do I look like, a fucking engineer? Oh, don't worry, engineers don't do that shit either. Don't you worry. The shit slides downhill and it lands fucking straight on me. And I fucking wipe it off my fucking face. and it lands right on the customer's eyeballs. That's where it is, ultimately, right down, right on us. So they fill out this fucking form, but no, that's not it. That's not all. Obviously, we have to pull a permit with the state. But our power company goes one goddamn step farther. We got to pull this fucking permit, and they have to have proof of the permit before they'll even come to the job site. Jesus Christ, I'd hate to fucking have a panel that was burning up in a goddamn winter storm. Jesus, I don't know. But it pissed me off today. What pissed me off the most, and I'll fucking talk about it because I don't care. The guy, the NBBD guy, we got into it a little bit today. He's a good guy. Just a disclaimer. We've been friends. Fuck, I've known this cocksucker for 20 years. That's what pissed me off the most. And I get it. He's just doing his job. But fuck. He says, did you get your permit? I said, yes, I got it this morning when I told you I got my permit. And he says, well, I'm sticking my neck out. I ain't seen it. Because the parent, it goes, oh, Jesus Christ. It goes fucking from, goes through the system, and then our inspector gets an email, and then he sends it to the fucking power company. So he goes, he hadn't seen it yet. Our inspector's busy. Fucking covers like, I don't know, like 300 fucking square miles. Might be more than that. I don't know. He covers a lot of area. So he ain't seen his computer today, I guess. He ain't sent it to him. But I told this fucker I got it this morning. Not once. Not once in the 20 foot. Well, I've only been doing this for myself for about, I don't know, 10 or 12. So 10 or 12 years have I not gotten a fucking permit for a job. And he goes, oh, I'm sticking my neck out for you. And I'm probably like, I get it. His bosses are up his ass. But that's the fucking point. That's what, I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the fucking system. I was kind of pissed off because he was kind of cunty to me. But hey, I'm fucking king cunt. Bro, I 100% always deserve it, but I'm always pissed off when someone comes back cunty, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You getting backwards with me? Because I'm backwards with you? What the fuck? You know? Anyway. I'm calm. But it's a shit show, folks. It's a shit show. And I'm so fucking sick of it. I just want to go fucking mow lawns for a living, I think. Maybe I'll go be a bricklayer. I'm not making fun of bricklayers. One of the hardest men I know, and that's not a gay thing, is a bricklayer. He's like 75 fucking years old, and he can outwork pretty much anybody I know. But I was looking at this Davis Bacon job today, and the wages for an electrician were like $18 an hour. Bricklayer, 33. I'm like, holy shit. Let's fucking rock and roll, you know? That's the minimum wage you can pay your employee. If you didn't know what Davis Bacon was, and I don't even understand it, so if you're a fucking Davis Bacon fucking guru, I don't need to know. I don't give a fuck. I just looked at the sheet they gave me, and that's what it said. All right, let me look at my list. I had some shit to tell you guys. Oh, one of the things I was going to talk about is all these people doing cold plunges, and I'm not making fun of you because you guys are tough motherfuckers. I'm telling you, I get in a bath that's bath, get in a shower that's lukewarm. And I'm fucking not happy about it. Not making fun of you, because I actually might try this one day. But I think I want a sauna first. I think I'd rather sit and sweat rather than sit and fucking freeze my dick off. But it's like the new fad, because Rogan does it. And everybody's fucking posting about it. And I, again, not making fun of you. I'm jealous. You're tougher than me, you cocksuckers. I mean, I feel like, I tell you what I do for a cold plunge. This morning, I was thinking about it. I went outside in my undies to start my wife's car. I mean, that counts, right? I know, that was fucking stupid. But I was thinking about it this morning when I was doing that. I was like, fucking, this sucks. And I'm waving at my neighbors in my undies. And, yeah, I don't know. They probably liked it. Yeah, I know, that's not funny. But I was thinking about the cold plunge thing and how many people are posting about it. It's a fad. I'll come around to it once people have moved on. Let's see. Oh my God, I gotta tell you guys about this. So I had some money that I sold some shit. So I had some fucking PayPal money. And since they charge you to get it fucking transferred to your account, I figured, fuck it, I'll just spend it all. That's my logic. So I bought a couple things from Stone Glacier. I haven't ever used their clothing, so I wanted a few things. Got a fleece and a hat. And I'm going to tell you guys about this hat. It was a bean, one of them beanies with the fucking brim on it, okay? I have wanted one of these motherfuckers since they came out. And have held off. Meat Eater ruined it, I think. I'm not a hater on Meat Eater, but I, for whatever reason, somebody ruined it for me, and I just didn't do it. Well, I saw that Stone had a cool one. It was gray. The reason I like the bill, it's not so I can look cool, it's keep the goddamn sun out of my fucking eyes. I mean, have you ever worn a goddamn beanie and been walking around in the sun, especially when it's cold out and there's snow on the ground? The fucking snow is, and the sun is beating your eyes to death. So I was like, all right. And it's perfect because it's a short bill, so it'll let you shoot your bow. I thought I'd fucking found it. I was like, this is my hat. I'm going to do it. Fuck, I pulled the trigger. I got it. My wife fucking ruined it for me. I got it. I put it on and she goes, "You look like my mom." Yeah. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. She said, "You look like my mom." I should have packed my shit and left right there. I should have. Fuck this. I'm out of here. You send me my kids on the weekends, you cunt. Oh my God. Now, reason she said that is, I guess her mother has a hat like that. And it fucking ruined it. I sent it back. I sent it back. And I actually sent the coat back because I bought an extra large. And I'm getting a little bit skinny. I'm just thinning out. And it was just a little big. And I'm planning on getting ultra skinny. I'm doing that. I'm buying shit for down the road when I'm thin. I'm being that guy. But anyway, I sent both of them back with a nice note saying, "Please send me a large in the coat and keep the hat. It didn't fit." Oh, and I ended it by saying, "Thanks for not being Kefaru." Oh, God. All right. Maybe you don't find that funny because you're still towing that line. Which leads me into my final thing that I wanted to talk about. This is... I don't give a fuck if I tag a company or a person or a whatever. Whether or not they share it or even acknowledge that I did it. The only reason that I get pissed is if I know that a person didn't share it because they didn't want to piss off old King Aaron. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest with you, the reason I know people do this shit is because I fucking did this. I was a douchebag back in the day. I fucking did it. And this is before I even knew Aaron at all. I just was a fucking... I was a disciple. I was towing that goddamn stupid line. Yeah, and he kicked Brian. Now, when he kicked Brian Call to the curb, I'll be honest, I never was a big fan of Brian Call. I have nothing really against the guy. He just didn't seem like my kind of dude. Like, I don't know. Just wasn't my kind of guy. You know, I would assume he would say the same thing about me. He probably couldn't listen to this without, you know, his Mormon God lighting him on fire. So I get it. So we don't mesh at all. I would be nice to the guy if I saw him, but regardless, I never liked anything he said or, you know, his posts or whatever. I get it. I've had this happen to me a couple times. I got a couple buddies that I know that fucking will, you know, they don't want to fucking piss off King Aaron. Whatever. I don't care. But just know that I know that I see you. You know who you are, and you're a vagina. Oh, and it's funny, actually, one of the dudes, I actually sent him a message, and he sent me back a touche, sir, touche. So he admitted it, he knew what was up, and he's a cool dude. I get it, fuck. I don't care, and ultimately, I'm gonna make fun of you on here. It is what it is. I can't help myself. But if you scroll past a fucking... I'll tell you right now, if you listen to this and you scroll past my fucking page or something I posted and you get some enjoyment out of it and you don't push the like button because of that fucking guy, just know that you, sir, are what's wrong with the United States of America. Oh, God. And I could fucking care less about likes. Obviously, we all want to be liked. But, anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. I don't care if you fucking don't like my shit. But don't do it because of that. That is the ultimate douche move. Do it because I'm a cunt and I'm a douche and you don't like me. Do it because of that. All right, I better sign off. I'm just pulling in the yard here. I'm going to go in, talk to my family, and then I'm going to go try to blaze a coyote down. All right, get back to work, you cocksuckers.